If you have your palm, if you would rise and sing along with the choir, that would be wonderful. Seated, and I know this is a happy day, the day when Christ entered Jerusalem triumphantly, and people are all happy to receive him. Of course, we know the crowd, there's different composition of the crowd, but yet, as they wave their palms, we see joy, gladness, excitement, wonderful celebration. And that's what we are kind of maybe reuniting here. So I'd like to welcome each and all of you to today's worship service. Today is Palm Sunday, but you're going to have some readings that may not talk about palm, but just talk about maybe what we need to know as the result of the palms. And so I'd like to welcome you again. Some of you I've seen for quite a little bit, and I haven't seen you for a while, but again, thank you for being here today, and we just thank God that we can gather, we can assemble again in this time, time and place, sacred space of the Lord to worship and encourage each other. For little announcements here, let me just remind us, if you will please just register your presence on this sheet, that would be very wonderful and helpful to us. Remember, the announcements have been on the screens as well as carried in your bulletins as inserts. Take note, we are beginning the Holy Week with Palm Sunday, and so you're going to be seeing maybe beginning this week going forward, there will be a lot of activities in different places, including our own church, as we go on to celebrate Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday services here. Again, everyone is welcome. You are welcome to be a part of any of these services, to participate in whatever ways you can as you are being led. So we thank you for being here this morning. We will invite you to do the centering prayer with us as we begin our call to worship, just before our call to worship. Eternal Spirit, creator of all things, places, and peoples, We come together in the gospel part. In him you became one with us, that we might become one with one another in true love and in our worship of you. We've come. May you be present and among us. Amen. Amen. If you are able and feel comfortable, you may rise again for the call to worship. It's behold the King. Behold, your King comes to you.
He comes with justice.
He brings salvation and eternal life.
He brings peace and joy.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We will remain standing again as we sing our opening hymn. All glory, Lord, and honor, 3 to 5 stanzas. Brothers and sisters in Christ, for the past several weeks of Lent, we have been preparing for the celebration of our Lord's suffering and death. Today, together with the Church Universal, we begin this Holy Week by welcoming our Messiah. So, like the people of long ago, let us reunite our faith in Jesus, the Christ, as we joyfully welcome and follow him to the cross. Will you join me in our prayers? Dear God, as we remember how Christ the King entered Jerusalem to the sound of joyful shout, increase our faith and listen to our prayers so that we may praise you every day by living always in him.
Merciful God, let those branches fall into our victory, and grant that them in your Son's name. May ever hail him as our Lord, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Do we have children here? We have two familiar ones. We need to be thankful for these two young men. They are always here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. Happy Palm Sunday to you. All right, let's see what Jean has for us. Okay.
The Holy Tales.
Stories? I am Freckles, and this is Tubby. We are off to see Holy, who tells us stories from the Bible every day. Why don't you come along with us?
Hi, kids. I didn't realize when I fell asleep. I was reading such a nice story from the Bible.
Hi, Holy. What story were you reading? Can you tell us?
Of course I can. All of you, gather around. I will tell you. But you know what you have to do at the end?
Yes, Holly. We have to answer a question correctly.
Very good. And if you do, you might get some cookies from me.
Yay!
Today's story is about Jesus entering Jerusalem on the first day of the Passover week. Jesus and his followers came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives on the way to Jerusalem. Jesus sent two of his followers before him. He said,
"Go to the village in front of you. I will follow soon."
He also said,
"You will find a young donkey there tied up with its mother. Untie it and bring it back with you. If anyone asks, just say, 'The master needs it,' and we'll send it back soon."
The followers did everything that Jesus said. They found the donkey and brought it to Jesus. They put their clothes on the donkey's back to make a comfortable seat for Jesus. No one had ever ridden the young donkey before, but it happily allowed Jesus to sit on its back. Jesus traveled into Jerusalem not on a royal horse used in a war, but on a donkey. Prophet Zechariah had said long ago that the promised Savior was a king of peace, not war. People ran from their houses to the streets to welcome Jesus. They all showed their love to him. They spread their cloaks at his feet and shouted,
"Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Hosanna!"
Happily praising God. So, did you enjoy the story?
I loved it!
That's great. Now, my question is, on what animal did Jesus ride into the town of Jerusalem?
A horse.
Do think before you answer, Gumbo dear.
Nino, he rode a donkey.
Yes, that is right. All of you deserve chocolates.
Joshua, the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
The Holy Jericho. Tales.
All right. So you heard that, gentlemen. So what did you see? What did you hear?
What did Jesus ride into Jerusalem? A what?
Donkey.
Yeah. So how was he welcomed?
With people saying Hosanna.
Yeah, with people saying Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus is King. He's King. He's God's Son that came into the world to help us experience God, to kind of see the way how God loved us. And so everybody is kind of happy every time Jesus went somewhere, they were all there. But this time around, this was a special day. He was going on the feast so that he could be the person who would be the one to save the world. After this feast, a lot of things happened. And we'll be talking about those things to come. But I just want you to understand that wherever Jesus went, people were really happy to receive him, because especially on this day at that feast, he was coming as King to show the people who God is. Okay? That's why we have these palms. The people welcome him with palm branches. Those who were with him at the time, who saw him physically, they welcome him. So we do the same thing. That's why we, on this particular Sunday, we are using palms in our hands. Okay? All right, let us pray. Thank you, dear God, for our time with these children. We just pray that you yourself will continue to speak to their hearts, mold their minds for the future, so that they become the disciples who will follow you in their lives and all that will be involved with us men in our society. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.
All right, Philippians 2, 5 through 11. As you deal with one another, you should think and act as Jesus did. In his very nature, he was God. Jesus was equal with God, but Jesus didn't take advantage of that fact. Instead, he made himself nothing. He did this by taking on the nature of a servant. He was made just like human beings. He appeared as a man. He was humble and obeyed God completely. He did this even though it led to his death. Even worse, he died on a cross. So God lifted him up to the highest place. God gave him the name that is above every name. When the name of Jesus is spoken, everyone will kneel down to worship him. Everyone in heaven and on earth and under the earth will kneel down to worship him. Everyone's mouth will say that Jesus Christ is Lord, and God the Father will receive the glory. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You would observe that our service is a little bit different this morning because we have the choir as usual. This time of year, they will be the one to lead this service. But then we always interfere with their time by doing all of these things before they can come up. So I'm going to go right into a gospel reading. I've decided to read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, the verses from 28 probably to 30th, and maybe 31 will be added later on. And I will tell you the reason why. One of the teachers of the law came and heard the Sadducees arguing. He noticed that Jesus had given the Sadducees a good answer. So he asked him, which of the laws is the most of which is the most important of all the commandments? Jesus answered, here is the most important one. Moses said, Israel, listen to me. The Lord is our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with all your mind and with all your strength. And this is a quotation from Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5. This is the word of God for the people of God. This is a very important season. The season marking that actually marks the journey to the completion of the work that Jesus came into the world to do. And you can see by the excitement that the kids just watched here, you and I have watched on the video, and we've heard this story over and again. But I wanted to kind of divert a little bit from there, given the fact that in the midst of all of these excitement, I don't know how many people knew what was beginning to unfold. What was beginning to unfold was not going to be as exciting as they were seeing on Palm Sunday. Death was unfolding. The Lord was on his way. And because of that, it's not going to take too long. When the same mouth that is saying, Hosanna in the highest, is the same mouth that will soon say, crucify him. There is a need for us to reignite our joy. And reignite, by simple definition, is just rekindling. It's re-lighting up. It's not going to be easy through beginning this week. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the life of Jesus, of course, affecting the life of his disciples. But I just wanted to remind us of the mantra that every Hebrew child was taught. Hear, O Israel, the Shema. Hear, O Israel, your God is one. Your God is one. And this God, being the only God, he's all powerful. He's all powerful. No matter what the circumstance of the Holy Week, during this week, what we need to remember is just this one thing: to love the Lord with all our heart. Anything you love, no matter what, you're going to preserve it. You will fight in every way to preserve it, to keep it, to celebrate it. Let us keep the love of Christ right before us. Let us keep the love of Christ in our heart. And that will be the joy. Jesus said to his disciples, if you obey and do what I tell you, you are my friends. It's not about the palm branches that were raised, that was waved, but those who persevere through the Holy Week and did exactly, at least tried, made the attempt in the best way possible, they have the joy of Christ. And that joy has no end. And that makes Jesus happy. That makes Jesus' joy complete. And that makes our joy even more complete. Let's remain focused. Let's not be distracted while life may bring our way. But take the Lord seriously. Take him for his words. That no matter what the circumstance might be in our life, God is still God. We can profess him. We can trust him. We can believe him. Reignite your joy for Christ. Amen. I want to invite us to a word of time of prayer together, because this is what we are about. We keep praying, asking the Lord to keep us, to uphold us. Please take note of all of the prayer concerns and joys that I listed in your bulletins. Are there other prayer concerns?
Could we have a little prayer for Linda? We had a car accident last Sunday on the way to the hospital. And she's all right, but she's bruised up pretty bad. And that's why she's not here today. So hopefully she can get better. Thank you. Okay.
Let's pray for Linda. We know Linda has health issues. And just as Ron said, they were involved in an accident, and so Linda is not doing well. Let's pray for their family. Let's be together in prayer. Thank you, dear God, for this day of joy, great joy, this day of excitement in the life of your church and your people. But we also know that not too long, this joy is going to be challenged. It's going to be challenged by what our Lord is going to be going through. We pray, Lord, though we may not be present, but in our hearts and in our minds and in our daily life, we know what that means. There's one moment of joy, and the next moment sometimes is not too good. But in the midst of all of that, help us to remain committed. Help us to remain faithful. Help us to know, O God, that we serve a God who never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we enter this holy season, holy week, with that inspiration, with that understanding. But it was never easy for Jesus, and it may not be easy for us either. And so we pray that you will hold our hands, you will guide our feet, and lead us every step along the way. In Christ's name we pray, who taught us whenever we pray, we conclude with these words of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We take this time to quickly lift our offerings and tithes, because it's part of our worship. Offerings and tithes are part of our worship.
Gracious God, we gladly bring our offerings and tithes in recognition that all we have and all we are come from you. We give especially Jesus with your gift of love through your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, show us your love for us by freely giving his life so that we might love our life. And at its least ends, eternal life with you. May you bless these gifts, further extend your love and care toward our communities and the world through the glory and honor of your name. Amen. It's time for us to listen to our choir to complete the worship service this morning.
It is the Passover season. Jerusalem is bulging with visitors from all over the Roman Empire. Everyone is talking about the prophet from Nazareth. Only a few days before, he had been welcomed to the capital city by crowds hailing him as the promised Jewish Messiah and King. As Jesus arrived in Jerusalem for the celebration, a large crowd greeted him with palm branches, shouting, "Hosanna in the highest, and blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord."
Oh,
Yes, it was a happy occasion, but the mood has changed. Roman officials are concerned over the volatile situation and felt threatened. As Jesus preached to the crowds, he performed many miracles. He forgave many sins, healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and raised the dead. One day, a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years reached out to touch his cloak, knowing if only she touched him, she would be healed. She was healed immediately, according to her faith.
Thank you.
The Roman leaders were confused and angered at the love and power Jesus had over the crowds and looked for evidence against him to put him to death. After sharing the Passover and the Last Supper with his disciples, they went out to the Mount of Olives to pray.
Thank you.
Early the next day, the chief priests, elders, and the whole Sanhedrin arrested Jesus and led him away to be crucified. Wishing to satisfy the crowd, they forced him to be crucified on a cross. Jesus said, "It is finished." Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. After the crucifixion, Pontius Pilate granted Joseph of Arimathea permission to take the body of Jesus away. They brought myrrh and aloes for the burial and placed Jesus in a tomb located in the garden nearby.
Thank you.
Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled that day. All we, like sheep, had turned aside. We had each one wandered our own way. But God, the Heavenly Father, so loved the world that he placed on his Son the punishment for all the sins of the world. Jesus died on the cruel cross of shame for each one of us. The Lamb was slain for the sins of his wayward sheep.
Strong, and you
usual, we look forward to this. I look forward to this every year, at least the time I've been here. And so I'm never surprised, because I know it's always going to be wonderful. It's going to be a time of celebration. And so we just want to say thank you again to Nancy for such a wonderful job. And of course, let's give her a round of applause here. Again, we never stop saying thank you as long as you continue to do this. Amen.
So we say, I don't really appreciate this until it's over.
Yeah, okay. But thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Let's give the choir a hand, too. Thank you. And of course, let's give Ed a hand, too. Ed is a wonderful narrator. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's have our benediction. This is how it's planned. If we will be rise, please, let's rise and have our benediction. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that a person may lay down his or her life for another person. And this is the season of this unconditional love of God that we celebrate. Go in peace, and may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abides and remain with each of you, now and always, in Jesus' name. Amen.